Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, October 6th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Ancor Resources receives preliminary feedback on the first basin of the seismic program with Enercam's oil and gas Block 8, Cambodia. Ancor Resources Corp. announces preliminary feedback on the first basin of the seismic program with Enercam's oil and gas Block 8 in Cambodia. Enercam Resources Co. Ltd. has identified a substantial structure in the South Bokor Basin, named the South Bokor Lead, with 48 square kilometers of closure. The seismic program covered four sub-basins on Block 8, with the South Bokor Lead as the first drill target. The mission is to discover Cambodia's first onshore oil and gas resources to reduce the country's energy imports. The seismic program employed 38 Khmer residents and 15 contractors from Thailand. Ongoing interpretation of seismic data will determine future drilling targets for a potential exploratory drill program next year. Professional geologist Justin Snelling notes encouraging seismic features indicating potential reservoir rock development within the anticline structure.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd., YS American, PLG, TSX PTM, positioned to capitalize on rising market demand. Platinum Group Metals Ltd., trading on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol PLG and on the TSX under PTM, is strategically positioned to capitalize on the current surge in platinum group metal prices. With a focus on developing high-quality deposits in South Africa, particularly the Waterberg project, PLG is poised to benefit from the 40% increase in platinum prices in just 8 weeks. This surge, the largest in decades, is driven by global supply constraints, growing industrial demand, and renewed investor interest. Palladium prices have also risen by 13% in the past 4 weeks. For companies like Platinum Group Metals, with high-grade resources, this price momentum represents both an opportunity and validation of their strategic investments in platinum and palladium production. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, Alaska's role expands in critical mineral security. The U.S. government is considering a $5 billion critical minerals fund to address supply chain concerns and rising demand, with Alaska projects like Graphite One's Graphite Creek development and Trilogy Metals' Upper Kobuk mineral projects playing a key role. Trilogy Metals, listed on NYSE American as TMQ and TSX as TMQ, is positioning itself as a vital domestic source of copper, cobalt, zinc, and other strategic metals. As the demand for critical minerals grows due to electrification, renewable energy deployment, and defense applications, the reliance on China for processing and mine investments poses a long-term vulnerability for the United States. Trilogy Metals Holdings in the Ambler Mining District of Northwest Alaska, through its joint venture with South 32, make it a significant player in ensuring U.S. copper security.
Mining news breaks: Lafleur Minerals Inc., OTCQB LFLRF 3WK0, engages ERM to complete PEA for Beacon Gold Mill restart. Lafleur Minerals Inc. has engaged ERM to complete a preliminary economic assessment supporting the planned restart of its Beacon Gold Mill, using material primarily from the Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec. ERM will update the mineral resource estimate, mine plan, and testing programs, providing cost estimates for the restart. Lafleur Minerals is focused on developing gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt, with potential value from the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. The Swanson Gold Project covers 18,304 hectares and includes prospects rich in gold and critical metals. The fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill can process over 750 tons per day, enhancing development potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
From energy security to defense, the world runs on graphite. This company is challenging China's supply dominance. Graphite, the quiet powerhouse behind future technologies, is in high demand for energy storage and defense applications. With China controlling 95% of the world's supply, countries like the U.S. are vulnerable to price shocks and supply disruptions. Nouveaumonde Graphite Inc. aims to challenge China's dominance by becoming North America's first carbon-neutral producer of natural graphite. With demonstration-scale operations already running, permits secured, and strong market interest, NMG is poised to reshape the graphite market. Investors are watching closely as NMG pushes toward a final investment decision, potentially changing the game for the battery supply chain and offering opportunities for those looking to capitalize on critical minerals.
Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp., Okamai NF, secures up to US$537.5 million to advance Oko West Gold Project in Guyana. G Mining Ventures Corp. secures up to $537.5 million to advance the Oko West Gold Project in Guyana. The financing package includes $387.5 million initially, with the potential for an additional $150 million post-closing. National Bank Capital Markets and Macquarie Bank Limited are leading the facility, providing non-dilutive funding for project development. An equipment financing agreement of $37.5 million with Komatsu Finance will support mine construction. With cash flow from the Tocantinzinho mine and environmental permit approval, GMIN plans to make a final investment decision this month. The company also appointed Jamie Flegg as Vice President, Corporate Development, to strengthen its leadership team. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.